In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for this evening is the Gospel reading, which I've already read. Please be seated. What's in a name? Well, when we name our children, a lot of thought, discussion, debate, maybe arguing, and wrestling goes into coming up with the perfect name for our children. Should you name your child after a relative? Should you go with a biblical name? Should you go with a name that has some sort of significant meaning behind it? In the scriptures, we often find that names have a theological significance behind them. For instance, Adam is named thus because the Hebrew word for earth, the ground, not the planet, but the ground, is Adama. And that sounds obviously very similar to the proper name Adam, who was taken from the earth. Moses, his name comes from the fact that he was drawn out of the Nile River. Moses, in his Hebrew name, sounds like the word for to draw out. This might also be a foreshadowing of how God would use Moses to draw his people out of slavery in Egypt. Suffice it to say, the name of Jesus is no different. It is a name that has very hefty theological significance behind it. But first, I want to discuss the mechanics of the name itself. Buckle up for just a second and bear with me, please. The name Jesus is an English version of the Greek word, Jesus, which is the Greek version of the Hebrew name, which we know as Joshua. So to kind of shorten that train of thought a little bit, the name that we have in English, Jesus, is the same root name as Joshua, as in Joshua, the son of Nun, who succeeded Moses in the book of Joshua. Since we've got that kind of established, it's important that we kind of keep those two names together, Jesus and Joshua. Now, as I said before, the names given in the Bible usually have some kind of significant meaning. They aren't given simply because they sound nice. The name Jesus is no different. It means Yahweh, which is the proper name for our God, is salvation. So Jesus means Yahweh is salvation. You can hear it better when you think about Jesus, the name being the name Joshua. The ah sound at the end of Joshua is God's name, is Yahweh. This is true of a lot of names in the Bible. So for instance, you have Isaiah, Jeremiah. You hear that ah at the end of it. So putting all of those pieces together, the name Jesus simply means Yahweh is salvation. There is no more beautiful name that could be imagined by men that could be given to our Savior. As we stand here still in the Christmas season, the Christian mind can't help but think of how Christ is the incarnate Son of God, how Jesus is Yahweh in the flesh. He is Yahweh come to save us. Now, I want you to think about what we heard in one of the little sentences, the Alleluia verse that we heard earlier. This is from Matthew chapter 1. And this is about where the name Jesus comes from in the scriptures. The angel spoke to Joseph, saying this, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." St. Matthew's record of the Christmas story tells us about the divine origin of Jesus, including his name, which also means it tells us who he is, that is, Yahweh, God in the flesh, and what he has come to do, that is, to save his people from their sins. The name the angel gave to him isn't just a name that seemed to fit the boy when he could see him. No, it tells us exactly who Jesus is and why he came. Now, while it may seem like an odd thing to have a whole church holiday centered around the circumcision and naming of Jesus, this festival, which the church celebrates as the circumcision day of our Lord, the eighth day after his birth, Jesus sheds his first drops of blood as the first blow in the battle against sin, death, and hell. These drops of blood that the child Jesus shed are the first down payment for our sins and the undoing of death as a whole. In so doing, Jesus, whose name means Yahweh saves, already at 8 days old, becomes a Jesus, a Savior for us. When Isaiah writes in his little book, "For unto us a child is born," he is telling us that Jesus is born to be Jesus, a Savior for us. When we look within ourselves for signs that God has accepted us, we are putting our trust in our own righteousness. But if we take an honest look within, as we do when we confess our sins, we find nothing worthy of eternal life inside of us. This is why Jesus had to be born, why Jesus was born for us. So what if our original sin condemns you? Well, you have Jesus for that. What if your conception in sin condemns you? He is still your Jesus. What if your creation in sin and under the curse of the law condemns you? You have your Jesus. What if your corrupted birth condemns you? You have Jesus for that. What if the whole course of your life, which is defiled with the most grievous sin, condemns you? Then you have Jesus for that reason. What if the penalty of your sin and the death that is coming condemns you? You have Jesus who died for you. What if the devil and your sinful flesh continually put your sins before your eyes and accuse you and mock you before God? Then you have Jesus to answer those accusations. What if the awful sentence of the last judgment rises up against you and strikes fear into your heart? There stands for you Jesus. For Jesus to be Jesus, that is, to be Yahweh who is our salvation, it means that he has come to be your Savior. Since Jesus means God saves, that is what he must do. Though we are full of sin and deserving of condemnation, by that holy name of Jesus that he has placed upon us in the waters of holy baptism, there is righteousness and salvation for us. In Jesus' name, we believe. In Jesus' name, will we die. In Jesus' name, will we rise again. In Jesus' name, we will stand in the judgment on the last day and receive eternal life from his hand. In the name of Jesus, every conceivable good is provided for our souls and is stored up for us as an inheritance, where moth and rust cannot destroy, and where thieves cannot break in and steal. For Jesus himself cannot go against his own name, nor can he go against his own character. And so, O Lord Jesus, be for us the Jesus of Scripture, the one who is Yahweh in the flesh, come to save his people from their sins. In Jesus' name. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.